By redefining drug use as legal, it eliminates all drug-related crimes. Now, legalization does solve the drug enforcement problem. If drugs are legal, there are no profits to be made from smuggling, no mafias and drug cartels to be enriched by the trade, no one goes to jail. We save billions in law enforcement and reduce corruption to boot. What legalizers minimize is the catastrophic effect that legalization would have on public health, an effect that would far outweigh the savings in law enforcement. Well, you ask, if alcohol is now legal, what is the logic of prohibiting cocaine and heroin? No logic, just history. Alcohol use is so ancient and so universal a practice that it cannot be repealed. The question is not which is worse, alcohol or cocaine. The question is which is worse, alcohol alone or alcohol plus cocaine and heroin. Alcohol is here to stay. To legalize other drugs is to declare that the rest of the pharmacy is here to stay too. Do we really want the additional and permanent burden of the other intoxicants, some of which are infinitely more addictive than alcohol? Since 1987, there have been 37 railroad accidents involving drug use. With cocaine and heroin readily available, additional transport deaths alone would dwarf the current number of drug-related deaths.